With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Today we're diving into something super important, creating a bedtime routine that doesn't just get you to sleep faster, but actually upgrades your sleep quality. Think of this as sleep hacking for a more peaceful and productive you. Because let's be real, how many times have we hit snooze way too many times, feeling groggy and dragging ourselves through the day? I'm all about practical strategies that work in the real world, no matter your lifestyle. We're going to break down 5 key takeaways to build a bedtime routine that feels less like a chore and more like self-care. Ready to ditch those restless nights and wake up feeling refreshed and ready to conquer the day? Let's go. First things first. Consistency is king. Think of your sleep schedule like any other important appointment, doctor's visit, gym session, even that coffee date you've been looking forward to. You wouldn't bail on those, right? Same goes for sleep. Going to bed and waking up around the same time every day, even on weekends, helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle, making it way easier to drift off and wake up feeling awesome. Number 2. Wind down time is essential. Ever feel like you're hitting snooze on life when you're scrolling through social media before bed? Yet that's not helping. Your brain needs a break from the stimulation. Try dimming the lights an hour or two before bed, ditching those screens, and opting for relaxing activities like reading, taking a warm bath, or even gentle stretching. It's all about creating a signal to your body that it's time to chill out. Speaking of chilling, think about what you put into your body. You wouldn't pour gasoline into a finely tuned engine, right? Treat your sleep like the high-performance system it is. Limit caffeine and alcohol before bed, they can seriously mess with your sleep cycle. And speaking of fuel, having a light, healthy snack a couple of hours before bedtime can actually help you sleep better. Think of it as giving your body the last bit of nourishment it needs to power through the night. Number 4. Create a sleep sanctuary. Your bedroom should be your haven, a peaceful and inviting space where rest reigns supreme. Make sure it's cool, dark, and quiet. Invest in blackout curtains if you need them, consider a white noise machine for those pesky noises, and keep electronics out of the bedroom altogether. Remember, this is your sleep zone. And finally, number 5. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds race when we try to fall asleep? It's like they're holding a never-ending brainstorming session right when we need to shut down. Mindfulness meditation can be a game-changer. Just a few minutes of focusing on your breath and letting go of racing thoughts can help calm your mind and prepare you for restful sleep. Here's a real-world example, because let's face it, we learn best when things feel relatable. Imagine this. You're having a rough day, deadlines looming, emails piling up, maybe even a bit of an argument with your partner. You hit the couch exhausted, reach for your phone, and scroll endlessly through social media, completely forgetting about sleep. Sound familiar? But what if you created a bedtime routine that helped you de-stress and actually unwind? You could put on some calming music, maybe even light a scented candle. Take a hot bath with Epsom salts to soothe those tired muscles. Then, spend 10 minutes reading a good book or journaling about your day, getting those thoughts out of your head and onto paper can be incredibly freeing. By the time you hit the pillow, you're not only physically relaxed but mentally calm too. The result? A peaceful night's sleep and a more positive, productive morning. So, remember, a good bedtime routine isn't just about getting enough hours, it's about creating an environment that supports quality sleep. By incorporating these 5 key takeaways, consistency, winding down time, mindful eating, a sleep sanctuary, and mindfulness meditation, you can transform your evenings into peaceful havens of rejuvenation. Ready to level up your sleep game? I want to hear from you. Share your favorite bedtime routine tips or any struggles you're facing in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Calm Over Chaos for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep it calm, folks, and conquer those chaos monsters one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.